Welcome to RV Hour, powered by Giant Recreation World. An honest talk about the RV lifestyle, travel, costs, tips, and everything you need to know. Each week, we'll bring you the best and most helpful info, travel hacks, and answer your camping questions. Now, here's your host, Larry McNamara, CEO of Giant Recreation World.
Welcome to the RV Hour, and I have a special guest with me. I'm Larry McNamara, CEO of Giant Recreation World, and The star of the RV Hour. Yes. I'm sitting here with my co-producer,
Dwayne
Adams. Yeah, and Mr. Bo Miller of the Coachman Motorized Gas Class A Motorhome. Bo Miller.
Yes, sir.
I remember back in the day, Bo Miller was our only Coachman rep.
That's right.
He represented everything they sold.
Yeah.
Everything from a truck camper to a diesel motor.
That's a fact.
There you go.
So, talk about knowledge. He has got it, my friend.
Yeah, man.
You know? So before we get started, I wanted to first give my condolences. I know you were pretty close with Claire Skinner.
I did read that.
She was she had passed away very recently.
Oh, man.
And she was the daughter of the founder of Coachman Industries.
Oh, God bless you, man.
She was very influential with our company for many, many years.
So. You're right.
Yeah, man.
She brought a lot to the table, too, and she accomplished a lot as a woman back in the early days of
the industry. Oh, that's cool. That's great.
Yep. And
I believe she was even president of RBIA for a term there, too.
She was. Uh-huh. Absolutely. There wasn't a whole lot in the industry she did not do.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, she will be missed. My heart and everything goes out to the family. And Bo, on a happy note. You know, I wanted to let everybody know that you have a new product, and I invited you on this here show to talk about that new Coachman motorhome product.
We are very excited about this motorhome. It's called a Euro. It's European styling with American comforts in it.
There you go.
And by the way, if I didn't say, this is episode number 62.
Hey.
Since we started doing video.
That's right.
You know, so again. Very exciting things going on.
Tell you.
New Coachman Euro.
The Euro.
It certainly looks aerodynamic and sleek.
Very, very modernized inside.
It really is. Yeah, it's got a great amenities in it. The styling is there. Curved cabinetry. It's creative usage in the motorhome. It's a really, really exciting motorhome, we feel,
that we've got out here. Well, I know Bo's main purpose to visiting us today was to train the sales guys on this new product, which we really appreciate.
Yeah.
When I poked my head in, they were messing with the big screen. It's got a big, you know, big like a tablet size screen in it.
Yeah,
it does. It's a radio. Of course, it is a tablet, so it's got all the features that a tablet has on it.
Oh, wow.
And it'll rotate one way or the other, so either horizontal or vertical.
Very neat. Impressive.
So interesting.
Well, you know, that's just the one thing I saw. I'm curious as to what I missed.
Well, you know, also just starting in the front, both seats are power. Both seats will turn around completely, become part of the living area.
Oh, that's nice.
And two additional chairs there. It's solid surface countertops, lighted edges, very attractive. Got the power station in the deal there with the 110-volt and USB connections.
Oh, nice. There you go.
So it got a residential-style range hood on it.
That's all right.
Very forward-thinking.
Yeah, man.
Looking. Residential refrigerator.
Dishwasher. Wow.
I don't know. Look at that.
That's a lot.
Big package. Size.
Small little package.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
You know, it's a king-size bed, so.
And it's a walk-around king bed, right?
Walk-around
king bed. And it's not a Murphy bed.
It's not a Murphy bed.
Nothing crazy like that. That's fantastic.
It's walk-around king bed. It's,
there you go.
It's down.
Okay.
And then a full bathroom with a nice shower in it, porcelain toilet. A very, very innovative, creative motorhome.
Unlike the European ones, it's not a wet bath, right?
No, it is not.
That's a common thing over there, Europe.
No, it's not a wet bath.
From what I understand, too, the French people don't even take a bath or shower, so they don't care.
But, you know, the European thought on this was to make a motorhome that was less intimidating, that was more comfortable to drive. For example, this one, the height on it is just a little over 11 feet, where most motorhomes are well over 12 feet.
Yeah.
The length on it is a little over 27, which our number one selling Pursuit is 30 feet. All right. That's the 27 XBS. Yeah. And then it's, instead of 102 inches wide, it's 99 inches wide. So it's a more compact motorhome that we've got here now.
So it cuts through the wind better. Our, I know our drivers who went and picked it up for our transportation department said it really drove very nice.
Oh, really? Yeah, man.
It is extremely good driving. Well, it's the reason it's on a 16,000-pound chassis.
There you go.
Okay.
A lot of the motorhomes that this competes with are actually on a Class C chassis that doesn't have a cab on it. So they've taken that either 12, 13,000-pound motorhome, left the cab off, and then built what they called a Class A on it, which is really a Class C with a Class A front end.
With no van front.
Yeah. That's fancy, yeah.
But I was wondering how they did that.
But this is also, it's got stabilizer jacks on it. It's got all the things that a Class A has. Plus, it's a 5,500-watt generator.
That'll run everything.
With two 13.5 air conditioners.
Nice.
So,
yeah.
Freeze you right out of there, folks, if you're in Florida. That'd be appreciated.
A lot of it. Good storage. I mean, a couple that's wanted to carry their golf clubs, you can put a couple of golf bags in there. Folding chairs, good storage for more grill fit in there.
How about a towing capacity? Does it have any?
That it's got a 7,000 pounds if you loaded the
capacity. Wow.
Oh, so geez, there you go.
It's a 16,000-pound chassis. Gross combined is 23. So if you loaded the capacity, you can pull 7,000.
See, that's more than enough. You can get a nice big trailer.
That's right. That's right.
You know, put your golf cart in there. Giant Special Vehicles got them.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you've got 2,000 pounds of payload capacity.
There you go.
Well.
So you can have your gold bullion with you. Well, I can only bring about half mine. I'm kidding.
Too bad.
You all know that's a lie. Everybody knows Larry's just kidding.
But we're really excited about this product. We feel like this is the future in this. It's in this type motorhome. So.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So do we have any special pricing in it, did you notice?
Larry, I didn't look at pricing when I
was in there. That's probably good because I guarantee it's not quite at MAP, but I can't, you know.
Can't promise anything.
Can't promise nothing to you. But
I did not look at what you had it priced at. I'll check that.
Look away, Bo. Look away.
I will discuss that.
If that's not enough to whet your appetite, make you come out to one of our three locations, Ormond Beach, Palm Bay, and Winter Garden, to see the new Euro. I don't know what else to tell you other than Bo also represents other products under the Coachman umbrella that is all under the Forest River umbrella.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so.
I was in Ormond Beach this morning, and one thing about this motorhome is it's got two trash cans there. Somebody is into, what do they call it?
Environmentalist, that, or?
If you want recycling. To recycle.
And this lady that we had in there this morning, she was
into recycling.
Okay. Nobody else has two.
There you go.
Most of them don't have one.
Most of them don't even have one.
That's a fact.
Some of them have a cubby for you. You put one in. And I don't know why they don't put an 89-cent trash can in there, you know, made out of plastic. But,
put something in there.
Nothing in there. But
she was
pretty excited about that. Yeah, man.
See,
she got a recycling
it's
bin.
It's the little thing, you know. But and from what I understand, this coach is all full of little things like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, a dishwasher? Come on, people.
And it's soft closed drawers, you know, all the drawers and the cabinet doors, you don't have to slam them.
It's all soft closed.
That's nice.
And it's got an induction range in it. Does not have a gas range. It's got an
induction.
Range.
Oh, there you go.
And awesome. And a convection microwave. That helps to keep you from getting burned, right? That's because you turn it on hot and you don't feel nothing until it gets that pot on there.
That's right.
Nice.
Did you know that?
Keep you safe.
You knew that, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. He lies a lot.
I never cooked them in the
induction
range, but I did know that. Oh, yeah. He's in
marketing. How about a convection microwave?
Does
it also do the air fryer microwave? I don't know.
Oh.
It's induction.
That's all right. That's all right.
That's good.
Basically, your microwave is also a regular oven.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that means.
That's right.
Convection.
That's right.
Got twice as quick cooking or whatever.
That's right.
As the other, yeah. Right. Oh, there you go.
I supposedly have one of those at my home, and I don't know how to turn all that on. Don't laugh at me. You know, I'm surprised when I push popcorn, I put a potato in there, After it's done, I open it up and it's still a potato.
Still a potato.
That's right.
Trying to get popcorn.
Why is it the button then? Why is it got a button like that?
That's right.
Folks, those are my trials and tribulations. Hopefully that when you come and view this beautiful new Euro by Coachman.
Oh, yeah.
We'll explain all those little idiosyncrasies. And when you, before you pick it up and take it home, we'll show you how to make all them buttons work and what they really do.
Yeah, man.
That's something we do.
Which I wanted to ask you about the little window on the passenger side.
Well, that's a little doggy window.
Okay.
And it's also a safety feature so that the driver can look out that window.
Oh, and see what's on the side of them there.
See, okay. if there's a Vespa sitting down there, he'll be able to see that.
You see that little guy. Yeah.
Along with your little toy poodle or whatever you got in the motorhome with you.
He can watch too.
Yeah, but it's basically a floor level window.
Okay. But we also, our side view cameras are also mounted very low too. So when you turn a side view camera on, you actually see part of the wheel well.
Sorry.
Oh, wow. Good. In case something small was sitting under there, you'd still, that's nice.
That's right.
So is it built with the same quality as the bigger motorhomes by Coachman?
This motorhome is built exactly like even our big diesel motorhomes. It's a 2-inch thick floor, 2-inch sidewall, and the sidewall also has Asdell both on the outside and inside. So there's no wood at all in the sidewall of the motorhome.
That's really good.
The roof, of course, is 5 in the center, 3 inches on the side. It's got a soft touch ceiling on it. And it does have the Coolstream ductwork in there as well. So it's actually ductwork that the air conditioner systems run through. And there's two 13.5 air conditioners.
Wow. So that, in a little 27-foot package, that will absolutely freak you out.
5.5, 50-amp service.
Yeah. And I guess they're ducted air, you said.
Absolutely.
So soft touch means it's like carpet on the roof.
Padded.
Very, very soft. Very nice.
And then
does it have those cool lights in it?
Right. It's strip lighting in there. That's right. And it also has, has a Girard legless awning on it as well. So, and it's got a wind sensor, so if the wind picks up, it'll
automatically close it. Wow, see?
Whoa, that's fancy.
I've talked about that before.
And fiberglass roof.
Fiberglass roof, folks. There's a whole lot going for this coach.
This motorhome is loaded with features. We are so excited about having this product out in the market.
I dare to say I would consider that a sexy motorhome. So everybody, if you want to see a motorhome that is sexy. That your neighbors won't report you to the homeowners association if it's parked in the front yard or whatever because it's so sexy.
It's so nice.
Then come out and see it at Giant Recreation World.
And this could possibly even pass homeowners association regulations to be able to park it in their driveway if they want to. It's a small class A.
Oh, there you go.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, man, you ain't kidding.
Yeah, and it has a slide out.
Because I'm sure that
one slide out in the bedroom so the bed goes in that, right?
Yeah.
Very nice.
I'm sure that keeps a lot of people from getting RVs sometimes, worried about the storage, can't put it in your driveway. Yeah.
A lot of.
Now, if you could just park it in your driveway, no problem. Big deal.
It's not quite as tall, not quite as wide. It's more aerodynamic looking. It cuts right through the wind. So when you're passing a semi truck or they're passing you, you don't get pulled all over the road. It's a plenty big chassis. So I'd say it's built more. It's built for more than less.
Oh, yeah.
It'll also, Ford doesn't ship them with that motorhome with steel wheels on it, but we buy the aftermarket wheels put on there. So it's also got aluminum
wheels. Oh, wow. There you go.
And believe it or not, I've had arguments with mechanics before, that those aluminum wheels will make the ride smoother, believe it or not.
Really? There you go.
Yeah. I would might be like, oh, BS.
And then when you put it to the test. Oh, wow.
Full body paint is standard.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Everybody looks good. I like it. Damn it.
Well, they don't shrink up and crack like the decals do on most of the products, right?
Damn it.
So, again, there's another feature and a benefit to having that feature.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
See? You talked about the Pursuit, which is, I guess, the Coachman entry-level coach, right?
It's a price-sensitive unit above our baseline that we start with.
Okay.
Then we move up into the Murata, then into the Encore, then
yep.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess somewhere in there would be the new Euro now. I don't know what level or whatever. Probably.
It really is kind of in an area by itself because of its size, because of the amenities. I couldn't put it in that same area, I don't believe.
Yeah, yeah.
What are we aiming for here, this motorhome? Who is it supposed to take out?
Well, it's going after that couple, for example, that's wanting to come out of a 40-foot motorhome, get into something smaller.
There you go.
You know, two bit, maybe want to take sometime or wherever they want to go. It's not for the couple that's got four kids. They want to go camping for a week.
Right. It's so much better, I think, than a van camper.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
And I know it's priced about the same nowadays as a van camper.
So, Class Bs and a lot of the Class Cs don't have leveling jacks on them. This has got jacks on it, so it's got a lot of the features there. That's
what the big motor coach people want. They know they want it. So if they don't have it, they miss it.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm with you on that.
So, hey, folks, right now we're putting more money in trades than I've ever seen us do before.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm yelling at them boys because, hey, you know, I get yelled at by the bean counters, right? You know, but they're still doing it because they said, boss, we got to get this heavy iron rolling.
Yeah,
and
man.
I know right now we got a major deal available on all of our new 2023s.
Yes, sir.
And quite a bit of our 24 stock, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think IPO'd a new Tiffin the other day that was a 25. So we got 25s coming soon. I don't know about Coachman, but I think they're probably soon to follow
with
the motorhomes anyway.
It'll be soon.
Yeah, man. There we go. You heard it here. We're not there yet.
It's very exciting. And, Bo, I've known you now for probably 40 years, maybe more.
Well, yes, I've been with Coachman almost 40 years.
We have a lot of fond memories, and you've been such a good partner to Giant Recreation World and my family, including my late father, Don McNamara, who only spoke more than highly of you.
So, man, I love you all, your whole family. It's been a very good relationship.
I enjoyed our quick little segment here, and I'm so excited. I'm going to go take another peek at that Coachman Euro just so I can tell everybody about it.
All right,
Bo. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
At Giant Recreation World, you can buy them, rent them, trade them, or get them service and repairs. Check out the RV lifestyle, freedom to travel when and where you want to go. What are you waiting for? April is time to take advantage of new inventory to choose from, plus new sale prices and markdowns. All units made in America for America. Plus, at Giant Recreation World, you get the warranty forever. Get in on it. There's a location near you in Winter Garden, Palm Bay, or Destination Daytona. Check them out online anytime at giantrecreationworld.com.
Hey, welcome back. Boy, what a pleasure Mr. Bo Miller was.
That was.
You know, that's why I had to use him to start this segment.
Yeah, man.
You know, he and I go back so long, and we were reminiscing during the break about Claire a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some funny stories were discussed.
And, yeah, man.
But that's the kind of relationship we try and forge with our vendors.
That's right.
And then we take that forward to our customers.
That's right.
That is Giant Recreation World. We're our episode 62.
Hey.
Part two. And we have three locations, Palm Bay, Ormond Beach, Winter Garden.
There we go.
And we are stocked up and we are loaded for bear. What you say there, you know, because we are blowing out our 2023 inventory.
Yes, we are.
At unheard of, drastically slashed pricing, you know. Because the 2025s are soon to come in, and I want everything gone before we take in our first one.
There we are. Yeah, man. Which is very exciting.
That's my goal.
That is a great goal to have, man.
Again, it just makes dollars and cents, if you know what I'm saying.
Which is more funny talking with Bo, telling them about our pricing.
Right. Yeah.
Don't tell them.
I just like to do that because it really gets them bothered.
Yeah, get them all riled up.
So in this second segment, I wanted to discuss some of the top attractions to see in Florida, basically that are not on the beaten path.
Yeah, off the beaten path.
So with that being said, I'm going to jump right in because
it's
very interesting. So the first one on the list, again, they are in no rated order.
I like that you preface that.
Right, man. But is Gatorland.
Gatorland!
Have you ever been to Gatorland?
No.
See, you have to go and experience Gatorland.
Now, I've been to, in the Everglades, they have the Gator Park.
Okay.
But it wasn't Gatorland.
Gatorland it's got shows and activities and a whole lot of training, and you can pet a gator, and you can sit on a gator, and you can wrestle a gator.
There you go.
You know, but also what I learned the first time I went there was that gators can go really up high out of the water.
Yeah.
They're not really jumping, but they're really long, and half of their length is their tail.
Yes, sir.
Their tails, they'll push off the bottom and come basically springing right out of the water.
Yeah, so when I looked up Gatorland, they have what's called the jumparoo.
There you go.
And that jumparoo show, that's what the guy dangles the chicken and the gator jumps out of the water.
That's
the craziest thing ever.
That's where I said, oh, look at that gator. All right, so, you know, it's in, it's 14501 South OBG.
That's right.
Orlando.
On the Blossom Trail.
It's basically a unique wildlife park and conservation center known as the Alligator Capital of the World.
Whoa, there you go.
Yeah, you can experience up close encounters with gators. Like I said, you can pet a gator.
Hey.
They got crocodiles, so you can see the difference. Another
gator jumparoo.
Nader float. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just cutting you off. Go. Okay.
I'm with you. Hey, I can stay on Gatorland forever because I love that place, you know. However, in the heat of the summer, that place is a little stinky.
Got a little fragrance going there.
You can have a little bit of gator aroma in the air.
You know. So you get the real experience mid-August. Huh?
Right, you know. So the next one I'm going to let you take.
All right, Jungle Adventures. So this is in Christmas, Florida on East Colonial Drive. Nice ride.
Yeah.
It's a Jungle Adventure is a naturalistic zoo and wildlife park nestled in the heart of Florida swamps and forests. Visitors can explore lush tropical landscapes and encounter exotic animals such as panthers, bears, snakes, and alligators.
Wow.
The park also offers airboat rides, nature trails, and interactive animal encounters.
Okay, so many people I talk to have never been on an airboat.
Yeah.
Have you?
My entire life. I've been Florida my entire life and never been on an airboat.
Okay, so you haven't been to Gatorland.
I haven't been to Gatorland.
You have not been on an airboat.
Well, I live next to the Everglades, so you feel like you're constantly in Gatorland.
It's not the same.
Not the same. It wasn't.
It's just not the same.
It's not.
So, you think airboats are, you know, they're really noisy and loud.
Right.
Is that
right.
Why you're afraid of them?
No, not afraid of them. Just
so far, everything we're talking about is of the redneck variety of activities.
Yeah.
Are you anti-redneck?
Never. Never. I got redneck in the family.
Okay, folks.
Come on.
I'm going to probably call some BS on them answers because a good old redneck is always, number one, he seeks out the opportunity to get on better drive than airboat.
I don't think I have enough redneck friends to go on it. Now, I've been four-wheeling. I've been eating gator.
Love the gator bites.
But never been on an airboat. It's unbelievable. Even my school, we never had the school trip. Most kids go on it in the school trip.
I won't hold it against you.
I feel.
If you ever get the opportunity, I'm going to give you a couple of keywords to remember.
All right, come on.
Hey, you reckon we can get some skinny water?
Whoa, that's a good one.
What that is grass with water along the bottom, you know, not real deep.
Oh, okay.
That is a flourishing environment for an airboat.
Ideal airboat.
Some of those airboats will go well over 100 miles an hour.
Get out of town. Really? Goes that fast?
Goes that fast.
Holy moly.
And the skinny water is perfect for that.
That's what they like, yeah.
You think on the open water is better, but no, because then you have the...
Oh, the chop almost, the chop, right? Yeah,
it's
okay.
It's not good.
Oh, well.
And too much chop, that airboat is, by all means, it's got a big fan on the back.
Yeah, man, just take off.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then
flip you over.
There's a whole lot of things to learn, and you push to go right, and you pull to go left. But they're custom made, so some people pull to go right and push to go
left.
So again, you'll have to do some practicing.
Skinny water, though.
And did you know you can run them on dry land?
Yes, that it is. I had a grandfather who used to build aircraft, like airboat, aircraft. It's not an aircraft carrier. What is the hovercraft?
Wow.
Dang, that took a second to get there. Hey, Google, what is the thing that fills up with air?
Have you driven a...
No, I was a child at the time, but that's what he used to do as a hobby. He would build hovercrafts.
See, that sounds fantastic.
And never went on an airboat, though. Unbelievable.
All right, well, we'll put that on our bucket list,
yeah,
along with getting you on an airboat and getting you at the Gatorland.
Yeah, yeah.
So, another place to go is the Wakaiwa Springs State Park.
Yeah.
It's in Apopka, Florida.
Woo!
On 1800 Wakaiwa Circle.
And
it's basically a scenic natural oasis located just north of Orlando. You can enjoy swimming, snorkeling. You can canoe.
Oh, yeah.
The Crystal River. The crystal clear waters of Wakaiwa Springs. It gets that name because it is a spring.
It is a spring.
Yeah. And usually it's pretty cold.
Oh, very cold.
But not too cold. But yep. Cold enough to where if you're on an inner tube, you can hang a six-pack of cold beer in the water.
Oh, yeah, in the water.
It'll keep it drinkable. Yeah,
man. This is where the mermaids are. The mermaids swim.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah. It does feature miles of hiking trails, picnic areas, and opportunities for all kinds of different wildlife viewing and bird watching.
Yay,
Not to mention snakes and spiders. We are in Florida.
Yep. We don't like spiders.
You take the next one.
All right. We got Ponce de Leon Inlet Lighthouse. Now, I've actually been to this one.
As have I.
Yep. This is in Ponce Inlet,
Florida.
Yeah, St. Augustine. The Ponce de Leon Inlet Lighthouse is one of the tallest lighthouses in the United States and offers stunning panoramic views of the Atlantic Ocean and surrounding area. Visitors can climb to the top of the lighthouse for a unique perspective or explore the adjacent museum and grounds.
Hence, wear comfortable shoes.
Oh, yeah.
If you are not in very good shape, don't walk up there because it's really...
Yeah, it's a tough walk. You ain't kidding. Up them stairs.
Yeah, and they're not... You go kind of around a spiral.
Spiral staircase. Yeah.
It's basically what it is. When you do it, it's helpful to hum the Indiana Jones theme song while you're doing it. Yeah, okay. Sorry.
All right. This next one, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've also been to this one as well, but we never got in. It was like the busiest day. The park got filled up, and they turned us away. Like, hey,
oh, so Moose should have told you it's closed.
It's closed.
Yeah. Okay.
The Moose should have told you. So bring it back to vacation.
Maybe you didn't get that analogy, but hey, I did. So you got Dunlawton Sugar Mill Gardens. It's on 950 Old Sugar Mill Road in Port Orange.
Oh yeah.
You know, I've seen that before, and I didn't really. It didn't jive with me, so I've never been.
Oh, you've never been? Okay.
So it's a historic botanical garden located on the site of an old sugar mill dating back in the 19th century. You know what I see is the sugar mill or a campground.
But, yeah.
By the way, yeah. So visitors, you can explore the picturesque gardens, ruins of the sugar mill, and scenic walking trails. It also features a museum, butterfly garden, and picnic area.
Oh, yeah.
I like the butterfly garden.
Yeah, you know? Those are nice.
They're fun.
Monarchs.
Yeah, monarchs.
Yep. So they, on a quick note, the McNamara family donated the monarch butterfly statue in downtown Winter Garden.
We did. That was in memory of my father, Don McNamara, and his then wife, Elizabeth.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it was nice. We just saw that recently. Did a little video on that, so it was nice. Really cool to read up on.
Very cool. Yeah, and there's a nice plaque there with the whole story. It's awesome.
Yep.
So, next place. I'm familiar with this one.
Do you know, I've never heard of this one.
The Birthplace of Speed Park.
Had no idea that's where the Birthplace of Speed started.
It's 21 Ocean Shore Boulevard in Ormond Beach, which is where I live.
That's one of our stores. Come and check it out.
Yeah, it commemorates the early days of automobile and motorcycle racing in Ormond Beach, known as the Birthplace of Speed.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. So you can learn about the area's racing history through exhibits, monuments, and historic markers. It also offers beach access and scenic views of the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, there's other things to do, too, but I think they're cutting it short.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I've been to Big Daddy Don Garlitz.
Yep.
In Ocala there.
In Ocala.
Yeah, man. That was a cool.
I-75.
I didn't know the speed park, they were racing on the beach like that. That's pretty neat.
Yes, they were. Yeah. Yeah. So very cool, right?
Very.
The Casements, I'm also very familiar with. One of my good buddies got married there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There you go.
25 Riverside Drive, Ormond Beach.
Hey.
It's historical home and cultural center overlooking the Halifax River and Ormond Beach.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, once was the winter residence of millionaire John D. Rockefeller.
Hey.
Yeah, the mansion now serves as a museum and community gathering place.
Oh, that's nice.
The gardens are beautiful, by the way.
Yeah, I imagine it's pretty large, too, yeah?
You can tour the beautifully restored home, explore the gardens, and attend cultural events and programs.
Hey.
Like marriages.
Yeah,
a lot of people get married there.
That's a good one.
This next one.
The Sebastian Inlet State Park. I've gone surfing. Been there.
Yeah, very good.
All right, so we've got Sebastian Inlet State Park. It's a popular outdoor recreation area located on Florida's East Coast. Visitors can enjoy swimming, surfing, fishing, and picnicking along the pristine beaches and scenic shoreline. The park also features natural trails, wildlife viewing opportunities, and a historic fishing pier.
Yeah, it's on A1A in Melbourne Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. I was going to say, there's a hammerhead shark.
Oh, yeah.
Be careful.
Just punch them in the nose.
Isn't
that what you do?
Yeah, then they don't know. You grab them by the side.
Although they don't really have a nose. They got a hammer.
You get both their eyes.
I'm right in a hammer.
Punch them in the hammer.
So we got Everglades National Park.
Oh, yeah.
You told me you might know what
I know of this place.
Take it downtown.
So the national park, of course, is in Homestead, Florida.
Right.
Now, the area is huge. The Everglades are huge. It's a vast wilderness area spanning across southern Florida, known for its unique ecosystem of marshes, mangroves, and wetlands. Visitors can explore the park's diverse landscape through airboat tours, hiking trails, and guided ranger program.
Hold on. Airboat tours?
Hey.
And you grew up in Everglades?
In the Everglades.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Never been on an airboat. It's incredible. The park is home to the abundance of wildlife, including gators, birds, and endangered species, such as the Florida panther.
Yep. You do see them now and again.
Oh, yeah.
Off of those mangroves, you can catch the mangrove snappers.
Oh, yeah.
They're good eating folks.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they got a big old concrete spiral lookout out there that you can go and see. It's pretty neat.
See? More climbing. How about the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex?
Yes.
Beautiful. It's
pretty neat.
In Merritt Island on Space Commerce Way.
Mm-hmm.
And it offers an immense experience into the history and future of space exploration.
Ooh.
You can tour interactive exhibits, view historic spacecraft and artifacts, and witness rocket launches from nearby Cape Canaveral.
Yeah.
The complex also features behind-the-scenes tours, astronaut encounters, and simulated space missions.
Yes, sir.
I have a lot of personal memories when I visited there.
Yep.
I remember they had a piece of tile that they put on the space shuttle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he had and he hid it underneath a torch, and then he said, touch it. And I was afraid, but
it doesn't heat up at all. It
doesn't heat up at all.
Oh, wow.
Just little things like that you'll learn.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. And we got the Salvador Dali Museum located in St. Petersburg, Florida. It's home to the largest collection of works by the renowned surrealist artist outside of Europe.
Oh, yeah. He's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it showcases his masterpieces, including paintings, sculptures, and drawings,
mm-hmm.
spanning his entire career.
Yes, sir.
Visitors can explore the museum's striking architecture and engage in interactive exhibits and educational programs.
Yeah, man.
Maybe you can find out why he paints melted clocks and stuff.
Yeah. I think it was the drugs.
Right. His face.
But I've been to his museum in Barcelona, Spain.
Hey, very nice.
Pretty awesome. And I've been to the one in St. Pete. So one of his most famous paintings is in the MoMA. It's this big.
Wow.
And then he has a huge one that's like 12 foot tall.
I bet there's a melting clock in that.
There is a clock. Well, it's melting elephants.
Okay, see, so I'm melting. All right.
All right, go ahead. On to the next.
In St. Augustine's Historic District.
Oh, yeah.
That's another place to go, of course, in St. Augustine.
Yeah, man.
It's the oldest continuously inhabited European settlement in the United States.
There you go.
Featuring a rich tapestry of history, culture, and architecture, visitors can stroll along cobblestone streets, explore centuries-old landmarks such as the Castillo de San Marcos.
Ooh.
And the Fountain of Youth. Archaeological park. And discover charming shops, restaurants, and galleries.
Very nice.
And back in the day, last I was there, they still had the general, the big tree.
Oh, yeah.
That the lady burned up while she was smoking the crack.
The
you know,
big
you know what? You know why people do that?
Why is that?
They don't have RVs.
Yeah.
You know?
Stay in an RV. Live
RV.
Life.
Let the stress flow off. No need to put it down an old tree like that.
Yeah, no need.
I'm going to get this last one in real quick.
Go,
30
come on.
Seconds.
You got it.
Biscayne National Park in Homestead, Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
It's diverse marine ecosystems, including coral reefs, mangrove forests, and seagrass beds. Just a short drive from Miami, visitors can explore the park's underwater wonders through snorkeling, diving, glass-bottom boat tours, or paddling along the scenic waterways.
Very nice.
Hey, we'll be right back after a short message.
Giant Specialty Vehicles is Winter Garden's number one golf cart dealership. Choose from multiple brands to match your budget, including Advanced EV golf carts starting at just $79.99. Or check out the Magix or Atlas. Escape the heat in their air-conditioned showroom and try before you buy. And rent a golf cart for your next adventure. Need repairs? If you're local, it's only $20 to have your cart picked up and brought in for service. Or if you're a do-it-yourselfer, explore their parts and accessories store. Giant Specialty Vehicles. Find out more at Giant Specialty Vehicles.com.
Hey, welcome back. I hope, Bo, no, we really appreciate it visiting us, but, you know, I wanted to talk about some of these 2023s that we're blowing out. I keep telling you that's our focus this month.
Yes, sir.
Our new 2023.
Getting rid of some items. You ain't kidding.
And Bartow's Corner is chock full of them.
Yes, sir. Episode 62.
Bartow's Corner. Yeah, so the first featured unit of the day is a new 2023 Coachmen Concord.
Yeah, yeah.
321DS.
That's a very nice unit.
It's currently located in our showroom in Winter Garden.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the 450 chassis, Ford or 450. It's powered by a 7.3-liter V8 engine.
Woo!
That's also referred to as the Godzilla engine.
Is it really? It's called the Godzilla engine?
Yeah.
What, and is that just for the power or the sock?
Well, it replaced the V10.
Okay.
It also replaced the Boss, they call them, and they call this one the Godzilla. Because if you convert 7.3 liters to CCs, it's a 445 cubic inch.
Whoa, that's a big boy. That's why.
Go, go, Godzilla. If you wondered what that meant in cubic inches from us old school guys, basically, it's not quite the 460, but hey, you know. It's fine.
That'll work.
Because that was way back in the day, 460.
The 460 was a bigger.
This has a whole lot more power.
Oh.
What else has it got? It's got the, it sleeps two.
Yep.
And it boasts a one island king bed that is that is in the slide room in the very rear.
Oh, yeah.
Across from that bed is a big dresser drawers, this big closet. With two closets in it. It's got all kinds of storage.
All kinds of storage, yeah.
It's what I call a walk-through bath. It's got a, what do you call it, an entertainment center seating, theater seating.
Yeah.
And it also has a dinette.
Yeah,
outside
I like that.
It got the outside entertainment. It has got the overhead does not have a bunk in it because it's basically streamlined with the cab.
There you go. Keep it smooth.
It's what I used to call it, B+.
Which is nice sometimes that it's not hanging over you.
It isn't hanging over, so it does not inhibit your visibility, especially at your stoplight.
Yeah.
It also has a big, you know, glass front window in that area.
Oh, yeah, that windshield is nice.
It's kind of like a big moon roof, if you you know, if you want me to say it. But it's a great floor plan. It's, like I said, it's in the showroom in our Winter Garden store and has all kinds of cool LED lighting enhancements.
Oh, yeah. This is a great unit. I like it.
The MSRP is $225,500.
Yeah, you.
And we have it on sale for $157,444. Now, this is a premium Class B plus or Class C minus.
C minus.
I call it that because it does not have an overhead bunk, and it's perfect high end Class C coach for a couple.
Yeah.
Or a savings.
It's almost $70,000 too in savings.
Yeah, it's
unreal. I think it's the recliners that get me in this one. I really like the recliner chairs in the unit.
Sure. How about the 2023 Coachman Freelander? It's model 29KB.
Yeah, yeah.
It's in our Winter Garden store. I'm going to give you a tough thing here. What's a KB stand for, do you think?
Kitchen back.
I don't know.
Killer bunk.
I'm hoping you.
Cool. Nope, I have nothing.
This particular coach is also on the E450 cutaway chassis.
Okay.
It's got a 202-inch wheelbase, GVWR 14.5, 7,500-pound towing hitch.
Yeah, yeah.
It sleeps eight people with four separate beds.
Oh, wow.
The first bed is in the rear with a king walk-around bed in a big slide.
Okay.
The convertible sofa bed makes a bed. Then you have the J lounge, which makes a bed. And then you have the overhead bunk, which makes a bed.
Wow.
So, again, there you go. That's how it can sleep eight people.
That's a nice size, man.
Yeah. Or if you're all adults, it can sleep probably six.
Right, six in there. Yeah.
So, with that being said, whole lot to talk about there. It's got opposing sofa and dinette, like a big J. The J lounge is very comfortable.
Yeah.
But it makes for a really nice, big living area.
Oh yeah,
a kitchen just to the rear of that, and the bedroom is absolutely in its own room, so it doesn't inhibit your floor plan.
Yeah, and I wonder if the kitchen, the KB, is like a kitchen that comes out to where all the other kitchens are along the sides and the slides,
maybe.
To where this kitchen kind of shoots out into the middle.
Potentially.
Yeah. We're going to have to ask Bo. I'm going to get Bo before we go.
We'll find out. Again, it's not his product anymore.
Oh, that's true.
Bo is our Class A gas
only.
Equipment.
That's now, right.
But however, in the past, he was everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is a $146.5 list price. We have it on sale for $89.9. Can you believe it?
Woo!
Almost $57,000 off MSRP.
All right.
Folks, don't forget, all of these coaches still come with a warranty forever.
That's right.
And they at no cost to you. You're a member of the Priority Service Network.
Always.
And you can, for $50 a year, join our VIP camping club and take advantage of the hosted campouts we go on.
There you go.
And we also do catered meals, so you get your money back in spades, and you get 15% off parts and 20% off on labor.
Yeah, that's a big deal. No kidding.
Of course, those pricing is only on non-already blowout pricing, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Discounted if there's no
nothing else.
Not an ounce of horse feed left in that, baby. Yeah.
Not an ounce of horse feed.
All right.
So, you can take this.
Here we go. 23 Coachman Leprechaun 311FS.
Yes.
All right. So, the list price we got here is $158,267. It's on sale right now for $99,997.
That's unbelievable for a coach of that.
It's almost $60,000 in savings.
If you're $100,000, you can't even get like freelancers of today for that. So that's a great deal.
Yeah. Sleeps eight.
Got all that same things that I talked about with the 7.3-liter Triton V8, also known as the Godzilla.
The Godzilla.
Yeah. 14,500 UKR for the F450 chassis.
Yeah.
It sleeps eight. Also has four beds. The same kind of four beds as I just discussed.
That's right.
But it's a great floor plan. It's got a huge... almost a full wall slide, or should I say the full living room area slide.
Yeah.
That has a pantry and the kitchen and a sofa.
Yeah, see, this guy does the kitchen on the side there.
Right. Interesting. Very, very cool.
I wonder if the FS, front sleeper for the bunk up front?
Maybe, although they all have that.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just saying.
We won't try it. We won't see.
All right, I'm going big time now. How about a 2023 Coachman Sports Coach?
Here we go.
These are all Coachmans, have you noticed?
Hey,
you want to know why?
I feel like there's a theme.
Well, because Bo was
involved. So. Bo's the coachman, man.
He's got the coachman feeling in my heart right now.
There you go.
The sports coach SRS, which is a straight rail.
Hey.
354 quad slide motorhome diesel pusher. This particular one's in Ormond Beach. It has a 208-inch wheelbase, 26,000-pound GVWR. 340 horsepower Cummins ISB, 6.7-liter turbo diesel, 700 pounds of torque, an 8,000-pound hitch. It's got over a 60-degree wheel cut.
There we go.
You can turn. You don't have to do a three-point turn. That's a real turn right up inside.
Turn right in that, man.
Yeah, and it sleeps eight with four beds.
How's
the four bed? This is a Class A. Well, let me explain. So you got a king bed.
Okay.
That's a walk-around. You got a sofa bed, you got a dinette that makes a bed, and then you have an overhead bunk that comes out of the roof.
Whoa.
That one's $339,795. We have it on sale for under $200,000 or almost $142,000 off.
Holy moly.
That's a great deal.
That is a great deal. I like these guys too. But you got me on the quad slide. It made me look back if the FS was like a front slide. But it is not. It's got two slides on it, so it's like it's not a four slide. It's a quad slide. All right. Anyhow. Coming, 2023 Coachman Pursuit 31BH in Ormond Beach. We've got that at a list price of $186,605. It is on sale right now for $109,777.
Ooh, that's a cheap price for a coach like this. It sleeps 10. Did you know that?
Holy moly. It
sleeps 10. Let me tell you how. Can I tell you how?
Yeah, tell me how. Where are you
guys? All right, so you got the king bed in the back bedroom.
Okay.
It's got the, by the way, there's a full wall slide on that sucker, too. So the whole wall slides out.
That's where the space
is. It's a little bunk room, so it has two twin bunks.
Okay.
So that's two separate beds. It's got a dinette booth that makes a bed. It's got a sofa bed, and it has a drop-down overhead bunk.
Yeah.
So it can sleep technically 10, I would say, or it could sleep 8.
Oh, wow.
If they're not all kids,
10 little people, 10 no? children.
Well, yeah. If there's the little bunk out in the back, yeah.
Yeah. Probably. Small. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It has six beds, two of which are little twins.
Okay.
Yeah, but there you go.
Yeah, man, that's pretty impressive. I would say, like, six adults, 10 children.
Yeah. So, yeah, thank you for that.
That's cool.
Yeah, how about another beautiful Coachman Murata?
Hey.
31.5KS.
Here we go.
And no, that doesn't mean kitchen slide either, but
nope,
it could. Because it does, one of the slide outs has the kitchen.
Has the kitchen.
But I can't swear to that. We should, we'll ask somebody like Bo.
Yeah, that's why I wonder if it's got a whole acronym list.
Right, yeah. But that's on the Ford F53 chassis, 22,000-pound GVWR.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a real motorhome.
Oh, yeah.
228-inch wheelbase, so it doesn't have a whole lot of tail swing.
Right, yeah.
Which is nice.
That is. Helps you get into those tight spots, yeah. Drives better.
Drives better. It sleeps four, because it has four separate beds.
Four beds, yeah.
Yeah, it's got the king bed in the back, it's got the sofa bed, it's got the dinette bed, and it's got the overhead.
The overhead.
It comes out of the ceiling.
Those are nice sizes, too.
That's true. That is true.
2x81 is.
So, it will also pull 7,000-pound hitch.
Yeah, yeah.
And like Bo said, that's the GVWR.
That's right.
If you don't fill it full of all the stuff, all your gold bullion.
Yeah.
Actually tell more than that.
Get even more out of it, yeah, man.
Yeah. So it's $240,735 on sale for $137,844.
Whoa.
$103,000 off MSR. This is a full body coat.
That is nice. Paint.
Again, you won't find any, it's three slides. It's got two opposing slides in the living area, and they're super slides.
Wow.
So it makes for a huge living area.
Yeah, man.
And then in the bedroom, you got your king bed that goes in a slide. Plus a pretty large section next to it that is also for storage and for countertop space.
Oh, okay.
So, again, it's a great floor plan.
That is.
You will not go wrong if you came and purchased one of these suckers, because not at that pricing, Eddie.
Yeah. I like the closet space it does. It's a very nice unit. Which I want to ask, too, is the little window on the Euro, is that a new thing to the industry in a sense?
No. Here's a story for you. That was invented by Allegro, Tiffin Allegro.
Oh, well. Wow. Okay.
Way, way back when the Tiffin Allegro motorhomes were gas.
Okay.
Only. And they were white and brown.
Wow.
They were white and brown stripes.
Striping.
Lateral stripes.
Okay.
Basically. And they were made out of aluminum. Aluminum siding, like a travel trailer used to be.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they had the little doggy. Little
window there.
I think they called it a porthole.
Porthole. Which I imagine is more for driving than it is for the dog, but still, yeah, I was curious if that was just a thing, because I know semi-trucks also have that little area.
It's all good.
Yeah.
So let me tell you something real quick.
Come
any 2023 we have on our lot, we will not be undersold, so make sure you come out. Tell the salesman, I want to see the best deals on the lot. He'll take you right to these, because they are.
There you go.
So again, any 23, just because I'm not talking about it,
We
have all to choose from.
Yeah, there's a huge list. It's when we do Bartow's Corner, you only get about six in, so we try to do the top six of that.
That's a fact.
But there's a list of, boy.
So I wanted to start with another unique RV destination that I wanted to talk about. It's not only an RV destination, but it's both, because it has onto it is a big KOA campground.
Whoa, very nice. Okay.
It's in Loxahatchee, Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called the Lion Country
Safari. Whoa.
Lion Country Safari. It, like I said, has a KOA campground with RV sites, tent sites, safari tent rentals, and cabin rentals.
That's right.
Now, the tent rentals and the cabin rentals are no pets. They don't have any pet-friendly ones.
Yeah.
And the tent rentals are no AC.
So don't go in August.
Don't be staying there in August, September, you know, July.
It'll be a little warm down there. Have you been to Lion Country Safari?
I have. And in the evenings when you're sitting out under the awning, you know, having an adult beverage or of some sort, maybe in a Diet Coke.
Okay.
You can hear the lions roaring.
Oh, off in the distance there? Oh, that's cool.
It's kind of scary.
That is. I've never been at night, but that's got to be something.
So, things to do. At their what they call their drive-through safari.
Okay.
So they have a four-mile drive-through wildlife park with large herds of animals roaming wide open in naturalistic habitats.
Oh, that's cool.
Which they have seven main habitats that you'll be driving through.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty interesting.
Let me go on.
Come on.
One of them is called Las Pampas. So you have the Aldabra tortoise.
Okay.
You have alpaca.
Okay.
Yeah, Brazilian tapirs. That's what the weird nose.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And you have the greater rhea, which is a big bird.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And then you go into the Ruha National Park area.
Oh, wow.
Where they have greater kudu. They have impala. They have ostrich.
Yeah.
You know? Then let's go into the Kalahari Bushveld.
Woo, the Kalahari Deserts.
Yeah, so you got the Eastern Bongo.
Okay.
You got the Gemsbok.
Oh, wow.
You got the Nile Lishwe. Nekre. Ostrich, water bucks, wildebeests. You know what those are, right?
Oh, I do.
How about you go into the Gir Forest, and you got the Asiatic water buffalo.
Oh, wow.
Black buck. The lowland Nyala, the Nilgai, the Shmitar horned orcs.
Whoa.
You know, let's go into the next segment.
We're going to have to Google some of these guys.
Gorongosa Reserve. You got African lions. Guess what else they got in there?
What's
nothing.
Just lions.
Just the African lion. And then
we tried to hump some deer in there. It just didn't work out.
The Serengeti Plains, where you got the common eland, common water buck, the impala. The Mirabao stork, ostrich, Watusi, you got the Inkhole cattle, and wildebeest.
Yeah, yeah.
The last one is the Hwange National Park, where you got chimpanzee, giraffes, kudu, plain zebras, southern white rhinos, and white-handed gibbons.
Whoa!
We'll be back.
Have a trade? Get top dollar now. And if you need service, parts, or a rental, Giant Recreation World has you covered. Shop at GiantRecreationWorld.com or visit their three locations. The only RV dealer in Central and North Florida with a nationwide RV warranty forever. GiantRecreationWorld.com.